Dad hasn't been in a very good mood lately. He used to be happy a lot, but now he gets angry.
It sounds like something's going on. Why not pray for him to feel better? My name is Zach, and you are tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. When you're being bullied, do you feel very happy? No, you probably feel upset and even get angry at people who have done nothing to you. You know what? Adults can be like that sometimes, too. They're not perfect either. Maybe your mom or dad has been grouchy lately, but you haven't done anything wrong. Realize that they might be dealing with a problem in another part of their life, and that frustration could be spilling over onto you. I know that's not fair, but you can pray for your parents to feel better and to know how to fix the problem. For more information on that, check out 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now our story, which is called, They're Human Too. Aiden looked up somewhat fearfully when he heard the back door slam. He knew that sound meant his father had come into the house. Dad used to come home in a good mood, eager to talk with his family. But lately, he had been so short-tempered and grumpy that Aiden didn't know what to expect. He was almost afraid to be around Dad now, and it made him sad. He felt as if he'd lost his father. Sighing, Aiden gathered his homework from the coffee table and headed to his bedroom. "I'll get out of the way before Dad blows up at me," he thought. He could hear Mom and Dad talking in the kitchen. When his homework was finished, Aiden went to see if he could help his mom fix dinner. To his surprise, his parents were sitting at the kitchen table holding hands. He could tell they had both been crying. He felt embarrassed and quickly turned to leave. Dad called him back. "Don't go, Aiden," he said. "Please sit down. I need to talk to you." Nervously, Aiden sat down. "I know I haven't been a very pleasant person to be around lately," said Dad. "And I'm really sorry. I want to ask you to forgive me." "Sure, Dad. Mom told me you were under a lot of pressure at work. It's okay." "Thanks, buddy. But the way I've been acting is not okay," said Dad. "Frustration at work is a poor excuse for my behavior, and I'm sorry. I've asked Jesus to forgive me, and he has. Mom has too. And now I'm asking you to forgive me and to pray with me. With God's help, I'm going to do better. I want to be a real father to you again." With tears in his eyes, Aiden jumped up from his chair and hugged his dad. He was so happy to have Dad back again, and he would be glad to pray for him. "I should have started doing that a long time ago," he thought. So how about you? Do you expect your parents to be perfect? It's important to remember that they're human just like you, and that they deal with their own problems and frustrations, some of which you might not even know about. When they act in ways you don't understand, be sure to pray for them. Even when everything seems to be going well, they still need your prayer and support. So pray for your parents regularly. Our key verse is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
"I pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him."
And our key thought today, parents need prayer. One of my favorite things to do every day is to read the Keys for Kids stories. And if you like to do that too, now you can read those stories on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab your parents and go to keysforkids.net, then click shop. Remember, the Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have story time with God every day. Jump into His Word with Keys for Kids and grab the ebook at keysforkids.net, then click shop. As always, I'm Zach. As always, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.